Hello and welcome to the TechRaptor podcast. My name is Andrew Stretch. I am going to be the conspiracy theorist for this episode. Oh. And with me, I have three beautiful faces. Go ahead and introduce yourself, beautiful faces.
Andrew Rodden, editor-in-chief.
Rutledge Doggett, site founder.
Austin Suther, staff writer. I can't think of anything funny.
We told him to be funny, and he fucked it up.
No,
you can't just conjure it up. Like it just comes out, you know.
Oh my gosh!
We pay him to write news, not jokes. It was a little bit too much of us to expect.
That's true.
Something that funny to come out. So we're going to have a good podcast today. We're going to be chatting a little bit about the potentially disastrous launch of the latest Star Wars game, some Helldivers stuff, and then just some craziness going on in the real world, because boy, does it keep getting weirder out there.
In an election year, it'll surely calm down here soon.
Oh, yes. God.
It can only go up from here.
Okay. I think so.
It's going to be a fucked year.
Dude, it's good. Chaos.
But speaking of things that are still disastrous, but not quite as disastrous as the current U.S. political situation, do you guys have fun with the Star Wars launch this week? I heard that it went swimmingly, no notes. Everyone was extremely happy.
Exceptionally well.
Look, I reviewed it. Rut played it for like 10 hours before launch. No issues because it wasn't multiplayer. Like, nobody was playing online. And you look at the server list before it launched, and you would just assume that it would adapt as more people came in. But apparently they didn't take into account that, like, thousands and thousands of people liked this cherished classic collection of games.
Yeah.
And I'm totally baffled by it. And it's sad because I gave it, like, you know, a good review, and that's based on the single player, but then when you look at the multiplayer component, it's just arguably the most important part is failing terribly, you know.
Yeah. Isn't it like it's like buggy as hell on top of like just not having
I think the main issue is like there's only three PC servers, or there were only three PC servers, and there were 10,000 people at launch, and you can only fit what 20 people per server.
What is this, Helldivers 3?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, look, if you thought Helldivers 2 was bad, though, like, this is a million times worse, like, no joke.
And yeah, they at least better planned to, you know, maybe 200 people versus, you know, 450,000 at launch.
Yeah.
Just a small difference. Not can you do? Nothing crazy. Maybe one or two servers at the most.
That's so funny to know that. To know that you and all of the other reviewers would have been like looking at that server list and been like, well, yeah, of course, the game's not out yet. They want to make sure that people are getting games. They limit the space. There's definitely been times like when I was playing Wild Hearts, like they specifically said like online will be open between these hours so that the few people playing would know when to get together.
Yeah.
Yep.
But just the fact that the player base, you know, quadruple, quintuple, you know, 100,000 times folded, but those three servers remain the same. It's such a shock.
It's pretty awesome.
Asper, I guess, came out and said it was like a server error or something.
Right.
But that was like 6 days late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And so, you know, as much as I want to believe like, oopsie, like, you know your server capacity at launch.
Yeah. But part of it is like, I don't know. I could kind of buy it because like even the most conservative and underwhelming estimates for them couldn't have been that dire. You know what I mean? At launch, they're like, boy, this is how bad it's going to be for us.
They thought, well, people play the single player first, right? Like with Call of Duty, people log on, make sure that they finish the 4-hour campaign.
I don't believe that that's genuinely what they were prepared for. Like, this is probably right. This is probably good.
There are 100, as of right now, Saturday 3/16, 11:27 a.m., 111 people playing Star Wars Battlefront Classic. And
how many are playing the new one?
Battlefront 2 Classic has 777. Right. So like 200 people in a brand new relaunch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why there had to have been a mistake, not a like this was a genuine like this is what we think we need.
No, it was absolutely a mistake, but
yeah,
it should have been rectified sooner.
Yes,
it went from 10,000 when it launched. It looks like there's maybe 1,100 people playing right now. There's almost more people playing the old versions of the game than the collection.
Not the surprise.
Yeah. See, you know,
wasn't it like a full price game too? Did they want like $50 for it?
40 or 50 somewhere in there.
35, I believe.
Yeah.
35?
Oh, and the OGs between the two of them were like what, 4 gig, but the download is 60.
that's yeah. Those are the FLAC files you gotta download, buddy.
The size I think increased because it was like 50 or something when I downloaded it, and then they put out like a 24 gigabyte patch or something, which is still like that one patch is bigger than the two old games combined. And
that makes awesome. Me think about when they did the Wii release of Mario and the Lost Levels. Have you heard about this one?
Mm-mm.
That you'd purchase the Wii disc for Mario and the Lost Levels, and because it's, you know, it's a Super Nintendo game, 99% of that disc is not being used. And when you boot the game up, the entire game gets moved into the Wii's RAM. The entire game.
Oh, awesome.
And the Wii's RAM still has like gigabytes of space to spare. And it just, awesome. It runs flawlessly. It never needs to like repull or push data from the disc. Just the entire thing lives in the Wii.
That's crazy.
But to think that like 2 PS2 games are a 60 gigabyte download. It's what weird. The hell is going on?
The only thing I could think of is audio stuff, because that could really bloat like fast. Audio files.
Yeah. Some people were talking about like AI upscaling could have been an issue too.
Yeah, but it's like so subtle that
I don't know. Going for it's just a crazy amount.
Yeah.
3 to like 70 is wild.
Mm-hmm.
Not without like being like, here's an HD texture pack or something. You know what I mean? Then I'd be like, all right, I guess.
Is the game on Xbox? I wonder, like,
if it's you on all consoles.
Smart install. I wonder if you can get a sense of
what is what.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
Because I know some games will let you like uninstall all of the languages that you care about, like that you don't care about, and you can like kind of whittle down on what has become ever inflating sizes of video games.
Massive.
I was on Twitter this morning, and so
I'm proud of you.
I'm an achievement.
Wow. On Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. I'm an achievement hunter, and so I've been playing through.
R.I.P. baby. R.I.P.
Been playing through the Battlefront collection, trying to collect them all, because you don't have to do any multiplayer stuff to get them, which is nice. Like it's all.
Which is how achievement should do for multiplayer.
Yeah, stop with the multiplayer achievements. I swear to God, yeah. The minute that community dies, it's impossible to get those achievements. But cares? The final achievement, the achievement you get for completing all the other achievements, does not unlock.
Oh, great.
And awesome. There's, I think I was reading like it was like 75 to 100 people were like, yeah, I've completed all the achievements, I can't get the last one. And it's literally just an achievement that unlocks. You can't
even get all of the achievements on Battlefront. What a loser.
Yeah. So hopefully they patch that. Until then, I'm going to stop trying to chase achievements for a bit.
Yeah, they're going to need a big patch. You know, in my review, I mentioned this, but one of the issues I was running into, so obviously I take screenshots as a reviewer, and I would just hop into the multiplayer servers, even though there was nobody in there. Just to, you know, test out and see how it was. And I would do screenshots, and it would disconnect me every single time.
That's a good sign.
The screenshot button is the disconnect button.
Oh.
Or
is it an error? Like it says, like you did something or just closed on you?
So without fail, I would press the screenshot button, and then in the corner, like the no internet sign would pop up, and then I'd be
beautiful
out of it. So yeah,
wonderful.
But I mean,
very well made game.
Look, single player is fine. It's a very kind of bare minimum port. The AI upscaled textures are not that crazy, but the games that we know and love are still there. The problem is when you get to multiplayer, which of course we didn't have time to test. Well, everybody didn't have an opportunity to test.
Play the hero mode anyway, dude. Everybody wants to have everybody go at it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all anybody played.
I mean, I just put it on Elite and did Galactic Conquest over and over again on Sunday. Yeah. So just conquering the galaxy one planet at a time.
Way cooler than any Star Wars franchise has done.
Anyways. I would kill for another mode like that in some game. Like, it's such a great mode.
Is it not unlike Helldivers in that you can, like, take control of planets and, like, hop from them? I don't know. I saw some similarities. Yeah. I'm not trying to make, like, a artificial pivot either. I swear, like, it does remind me of Helldivers in some ways.
Helldivers 2, you say?
Even from, like, a progression standpoint, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense then why people are digging the Helldivers so much.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I did see some Steam reviews saying just get Helldivers 2 instead. I can't argue with them.
Like, can't argue with it.
They're both about like fighting fascism and restoring democracy, man. That's what Star Wars is about.
That's what Star Wars is about.
Sorry, I know people like to think it's not political.
Star Wars is not political.
But there they literally call them stormtroopers, which was the name of the Nazi troops. Sorry to break it to some people, but
there's no politics in Star Wars. What are you talking about?
Nope. The Senate doesn't exist.
The First Order didn't put up a Nazi salute at all or anything.
The First Order was so, like, the Stormtroopers were, like, a wink. You know, yes. Darth Vader was a bit of a nudge. The First Order, they might have just rolled out. Like, they might as well have just rolled out a swastika.
Yes.
This is them?
100%.
But hey, I mean, that's not even fictional anymore because the Nazis are back. So, like,
God, dude.
Woo.
Yay. Anyway, Helldivers 2, democracy, yes. We all agree democracy is the best. Liberty.
Bugs, they don't
fly, et cetera. Well, you say that. But there's some patriots out there that seem to think that this might be a new threat to democracy.
Well, that is untrue, according to the Ministry of Truth.
I'm reporting him.
I'm not trying to, you know, contradict the Ministry of Truth at all. I'm just saying good patriots have made claims, and they have a proven track record of being good patriots. So I think it's worth listening to them.
Hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Anyway, what about these blue beams? What's up with that?
I love the way that they are progressing.
It's great. I love that they're all in on it. The devs talking on Twitter, like doing that denying, like blue
like
beams.
The CEO is literally on Twitter, like
denying reports. Like they're basically, acting out that they are the
so good
government.
It's good so stuff. Good. And then it's a natural progression instead of like, oh, here's DLC. It's just like a little bit of a tease, a little bit of a tease, and then boom, it's in the game.
It's a great way to get people involved instead of let me push a product at you. This is how you make a community now. Like it's one of the most brilliant things I've seen a game do.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Do you think that they would still be using this kind of marketing if the players themselves weren't so like, cause the players seemingly on their own got very into like the role play aspect of it. Do you reckon that this was always their plan to also like, you know, kind of almost make it an ARG with like.
It seems so. Cause they had that, like, they didn't hire that guy. They're calling basically the DM of the game, right? Like, he was already doing that, right?
He was already doing it. Yeah.
They already had the idea of like, all right, we can make this a more crafted thing.
Well, even when I played Starship Troopers, the recent one that came out, like, even that community was leaning into kind of the meme.
Yeah. They're
it's very easy to like lean into that particular, like, joke and have fun with it.
And they did a really good job with Helldivers of like creating that vibe and letting people fall in love with it, with how ridiculous and stupid it is.
Mm-hmm.
So as someone who has never played it,
oh yeah,
what's the deal with the blue beams? because I see it on Twitter everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, it's, people are being crazy.
That there's going to be a third faction coming. It's what the biggest theorizing is now. We don't know. It could not be that, but it seems like
the Blue Beams had something to do with a faction in the original game.
Oh, did they? Okay. Mm-hmm. So they must be. Everybody's joking it's the Protoss coming because we already have the Zerg and our Terran people.
Correct.
So well, it's just our Protoss. This faction has parallels to Protoss.
That's fucking awesome. I don't care if it's just like, yeah, we're just going to follow this formula. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I hope there are some weird alien dudes. I hope they fight some zealots like right away. They have two fucking Psi sword things. Great. Down.
Yeah, their world building is just
good stuff. Phenomenal. Like the idea that people are getting to learn the names of these planets and areas on this planet, like defend whatever, and like it's good stuff.
I ain't going back to Malevolent Creek.
Too many bad memories.
Yeah.
Do we think that this may hopefully be a story style for a live service game that other devs may pick up? Yeah.
God, yes. I hope so.
I think a lot will try and imitate it, but
yeah,
I think a lot will also fail.
Not sure. I mean, that's true with any kind of new thing, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 100%. It has to be, the way they're executing it is so measured.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of the success is they built this, we're going to do it this way from the start.
Yeah. Well, they have a natural, like, hook and angle to, like, easily push stuff along, like this whole shtick of them being this oppressive government that's all for democracy. Like this whole Starship Troopers vibe lends itself really well to be pretty easily like to just do what they're doing. Not to say that there's not other ways to do it, but it was kind of a perfect recipe just coming out right away that's working. But it's exciting to see like that this if this idea is out there and you know creative people are creative. And if they're given the opportunity to do some cool shit, like with this, with some live service thing, I'm way down. Like, imagine what the Destiny community must feel like. Like, if there's so many cool, like, story moments that they like, you know, right? And if had been more guided hand and, like, handled in this kind of way, not like, here's a product I'm pushing at you, but here's you are part of it. You are whatever they're fucking called, Guardians. I don't remember. Yeah. I remember Destiny.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Whatever they are.
Warriors.
So you are one of them, and
no, that's Final Fantasy.
I think people would glob onto that like big time. So anything that role plays with you, I think is going to be a big plus.
I think that collaborative element that we mentioned is super important, but I do want to mention it's also not the first time I've seen it in a game. And in fact, I mentioned this to you, Rut and Otten. I remember back in the day, WoW.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up.
Burning Crusade.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, there's this like new content area called Quel'Danas. Were we thinking of something else?
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, okay. And there was a collaborative element where, you know, you work towards a goal every day and, you know, a bar would increase and give you, you know, more buildings and such on the... on the island and give you more content as everybody collaborate and work together. And I just remember like coming home after school, getting really excited to do my part. Because you know, you want to be like, you want to get it done fast and help with everybody else. I think it's powerful to have that collaborative element in games, and Helldivers is using that same method.
Yeah. Like it's a collaborative thing, but it's also an ownership kind of thing where the players feel a part of it in a way that I'm participating in it. I'm not experiencing a story coming at me. I am a part of what's going on in this game or world or whatever's happening. And what I was going to bring up with WoW, because it did give me WoW vibes when I was thinking about it more the other day, of early days of WoW, I guess, I don't know when they went away, but they really didn't get their popularity waned with Wrath of Lich King, but the classic and Burning Crusade, the realm or the realm forums were huge, huge for building communities. Each server or realm had its own kind of identity that was really defined by what happened on those forums. And in a way, it was this these group of players coming together and crafting a story of whatever. You had your main characters, like people that were very active on the forums or that were popular, and you see them in the game, you're like, oh fuck, there's so and so or whatever. Those became like these living stories that happen within the game. Not even RPing, it was just people interacting with one another. So it wasn't necessarily guided by Blizzard's hand. But that's the vibe this is reminding me of. Oh, people coming together on this one thing, and we all have a general kind of understanding, which is that overarching story, that context that we're all playing the game in, which is really cool to see. Because that's one of the things I miss the most about WoW. That was what was cool about WoW. The game, whatever. It was the way the community came together was really fucking rad. And them fostering that kind of feeling is great. And I can't wait to see what more people do with it. Because this is a great idea, like done really well.
Yeah, man. Back in the day, Blizzard, they were kings of like the live service model. Yeah. Like, can you call in MMO live service?
I mean, more or less.
Technically,
is.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
I mean, they invented the idea of expansion packs. Really.
True.
Like that just wasn't a thing until they came along and were like, "Boom! Here's." You know, Wrath of the Lich King.
Yeah. I mean, everything they did with WoW was innovative for the space. And even to this day, it's still going on for, like, there's a reason for it. As much as Rut and Auden hate the current game.
Yeah. I can't wait for the third faction to come in. Should be good.
Yeah.
Now, you've just got me thinking about how rough the story for Destiny 1 was at launch. How they finally were nailing it by the end of Destiny, and just how sad the launch of Destiny 2 was.
Yeah. That's what, because I've tried to get into it a few times. Like, there seems to be a bunch of cool epic story stuff and like character moments.
There is.
I'm just trying to think of how much fucking more rad they would have been if they'd had some kind of element like Helldivers going for it at the same time. Obviously, very differently designed games where this whole galaxy like map and stuff like lets them do this more easily with Helldivers, but very cool idea that I can't wait to see more of.
Yeah, I think who was the dev? I can't remember the developers of Rift, that MMO.
Oh God, that collaborative element.
Did it in Defiance as well.
Wow, I haven't thought about that. Like, that was one of those early WoW events. Killers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're supposed WoW killers.
Supposed.
Way back.
No, but they had those kind of world events that Destiny also adopted.
Yeah. Which was an early innovative idea, and now everybody does it.
Yeah, it was Tryon Worlds, that's right.
Tryon, that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember playing Rift. Wow. Man, I just have played so many MMOs chasing that WoW itch.
Nothing's done it, dude.
Just play WoW.
Star Wars The Old Republic probably was the closest.
When it first started.
When it first started, yeah.
Wait, have you played Final Fantasy 14?
I've played a lot of it.
Not so critically acclaimed? No, absolutely not.
Why not?
I don't know.
What?
Honestly.
Are you giving it awards?
Dude, you love Final Fantasy, though. Or is it like...
I do, and that's what scares me a little.
Well, it's hard to get the MMO grind is hard to get past a little for me.
Well, that's part of it too, is it's been around for so long. I feel like I'm playing from way behind, and so why bother starting?
But you'll play.
It's the story Rift, though,
or the hunt showdown for like 20 hours.
Hey, he's broken up with them. They're no longer his best friend.
Hunt and I aren't friends anymore. Even like Summit, not happy about WoW or hunt showdown.
Yeah. It's like that meme, the hunt showdown is no longer my best, or it's not
all my homies hate. Best.
There you go.
Hunt showdown.
That is the reference I was making. Thank you.
Yeah.
Doing it.
I did it in a terrible way, but yeah. I get what you're doing.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I think for me, going back to like the MMOs and chasing the high, the high that I'm chasing is to find a game that feels as MMO-y as Final Fantasy XII. Like, to me, that is my perfect like MMO style. Like it's got the passive sure. actions, the different abilities. But then I get into an MMO and you know, it might just be that they always start so slow, but it's just like, I don't give a fuck. Does.
Yeah. That's part of it. That's a big part of it. Like that's with Final Fantasy 14, it's starting. So like, everybody's like, oh, the story gets good at the first expansion or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, but it takes me like a bajillion hours to get there. Like,
yep.
That's like the same thing with anyone who I see online, like trying to recommend like One Piece to people. And it's like, it's past the point. You can't recommend it to people yeah. who haven't started it anymore because it's just so deep.
Too big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, you should play Xenoblade.
No, don't.
No.
Stretch, do it. Like MMO combat and like single player games, play Xenoblade.
Do you like wasting your time?
No. Stretch Scrappy isn't here to like, you know, tell you why it's bad. He doesn't know anything anyway.
Yeah,
like...
I was on the podcast where he was tearing
he was,
shit.
I say, yeah, he's done it several times.
Look, he put 60 hours into Xenoblade 3.
That's obviously, a lot.
Something
that's a lot.
Yeah, why would
you guys, it gets good at 65.
No, it gets good at hour one, bro. Like
why? Because he's addicted. Look at what we're all doing right now. We're talking about games. We're all too far in. We're too deep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Way too deep.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what is the game that I've put the most amount of time into that I just did not give a shit about?
Oh, that you didn't care for?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. What about the one you regret the most? How about that? That's a fun question.
Spider-Man 2.
You shut the fuck up.
The original Spider-Man 2 or Marvel's Spider-Man 2?
Both are wrong.
Marvel
one.
Spider-Man. And Spider-Man 1 for that matter.
No, I will not stand for this.
Miles Morales was all right. But
yeah. This is reminding me to get back to the MMO stuff. I should rewrite this because I was exploring this idea years ago about what happened with WoW. I think the title of my article, and God, it's probably good dog shit now. I shouldn't even talk about it. Was that WoW or just maybe MMOs in general were sacrificing camaraderie for convenience. Mm-hmm. And that, like, back in the day with that, if you wanted to get a group of people together to go do a dungeon or something, you had to literally find those people. You couldn't just click a button and it gets you random people to play with.
That's what killed it for me.
And you got to know a lot of people really fast with it, which was really cool. So it was this forced community immediately to come together. And obviously that's not the only way to do it because Helldivers 2 is very successful and you don't have to do that. Although most people are playing with people they know. There are people doing randomly, which is not nearly as fun as playing with people, you know. That's kind of how most games are. But it's an interesting thing that I saw. I was like, oh, that's what's happening. Like, I get why from a business perspective and a game dev perspective with more people playing, you'd want to do convenient things for that. But it's like, man, you really lost a little something with that. The secret sauce.
It kind of killed the challenge of building a raid group. Making sure everybody's properly outfitted,
sitting there forever,
knowing your roles. You could just kind of in Pandaria, you could just zerg dungeons,
yeah.
And it wasn't as much of a challenge. I didn't
so
feel
much
like I actually
tactical.
Had
anymore. I mean, when WoW launched, there were like far less tools around and stuff. We've definitely seen a number of games, again, bringing up Destiny, that didn't have like, if you wanted to get a raid group together, you needed to organize that. There was no matchmaking. I think they did end up implementing matchmaking.
Yes.
But what that resulted in was people just, you know, immediately building websites for it, like looking for group websites. So I still don't think it would have quite had that early internet sense of like getting together on a forum and like finding a team to get together. It's probably just that's now something that you you know, export and like handle on a different site and then take back into
could be some of it. Yeah,
all the like big raiding guilds are now just like they do it through Discord. So you're I miss like the guild websites and stuff.
That was the best, dude.
Yeah,
going to a website and putting in an application to get in a guild,
yeah,
writing something out. That was fucking rad, dude.
And they post like their like guild first kills and like, yeah, I remember being in one of the images. I'm like, yes, that's me. Even though I was like, I don't know, 10 and like could barely like play the game. That's, it was awesome. Dude,
there
was,
I may still have some of those up on Facebook too.
Like, I still have some of those.
The OG first kill.
I still have like the Archimonde one. Because we were one I can't remember what number in the world we were, but I was on a pretty top, like heavy guild then. And like we were in the low hundreds for in the world. That was a fucking bitch. But that was fun. It's just a magical time. I just remember playing it for 6 hours. Imagine that with you with 25 to 30 other people fighting a boss for 6 hours straight and not winning. Dude,
so much fun.
I played D&D. I know what's up.
I know. It's just the numbers that's always so crazy with WoW to me of having that many people together.
Oh, dude. I'm remembering my one and only like guild or raid leader experience. Not guild. Just like I got a bunch of randoms together.
Probably a disaster.
No. Man.
Give them some credit.
Give me. Yeah.
Goblins are crafty.
Look. I was a kid again, right? And I think what I really wanted was this pet that dropped off of, like, the horseman in Karazhan. And, like, this pet, like...
I remember a mount.
It was a mount, yeah.
Yeah, but there was a little bat that you could get. Like,
oh, you're right.
Time. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, and it was, like, 0.00001%.
No, I think you were guaranteed to get it. It's just, like, you can't get it anymore because it was time-gated.
Yeah,
and so I really wanted that bat, and I didn't like have a guild, so I made my own group, and I just remember I don't really have anything funny to say other than that I remember just like you know taking hours to get like 10 people together to get this stupid ass bat, and then like you know coordinating to kill the boss. It was not. I mean, I don't know.
There's too much hand-holding these days with kids on games. That's what this is all about. Back in my day, we had...
I had to take the initiative.
We had to... I had to walk uphill both ways to get to my fucking dungeon.
That's our... No, I didn't... True, though. See, the thing is, you guys aren't even missing that experience. Our getting together on a guild website and looking for group is us trying to organize who the fuck's going to be on the podcast for the weekend.
For sure. We are actually doing that pretty regularly. Oh, boy.
By the way, I tried to find that article you mentioned, Andrew.
I might have killed it a while ago.
It's gone because I found this World of Warcraft Legion article, Mixed Feelings. And then you... drop a link for Foster the MMO Experience, and I click it, and it goes nowhere.
Internet sleuth over here.
I'm curious what you're hiding. Like,
is
there something that we should know?
I don't know.
I mean, whenever something goes off the site, we always archive it, so we can probably find it.
Yeah, honestly, I just wanted to grill Andrew's writing from like 10 years. Well, no, it wasn't that long. Oh, God, it was almost 10 years ago. Shit.
What? Which one? The Legion one?
2015, yeah.
Wow, is that old?
I guess it is. There's no way
that must not have come out yet. I think that was probably I wrote that probably after the reveal stream.
It came out in 2016, so
I remember watching the reveal stream.
Yeah,
how wrong I was with that article, by the way. Legion's the best expansion ever, anyway. We'll move on from WoW now.
Yeah, it's fair.
I could talk about WoW all day. Easy.
Yeah, I could too.
No problem. It's easy. By far my number one game I played, but and it's never gonna be scratched. No game's gonna come close to that ever.
Unless WoW Killer comes along. Unless
WoW 2 comes out.
Titan.
Yeah. Rip. Rip.
F.
Don't worry, back boys.
So many WoW killers, Destiny killers, Pokemon killers.
So great, dude. There was a new fucking WoW killer every 6 months. But I was talking about, was it Battlegate London, the Warhammer 40K one, Wildstar, or no, Hellgate London? So many.
Pal World. No, I'm just kidding.
What about Firestorm?
What the hell?
That game never came out.
Exactly. Firefall.
Firefall.
That's the game you're talking
about. I actually played that. Yeah.
The one MMO that I did get into was DC Universe Online.
That one actually did get pretty popular with people. That one stuck around.
I liked the Twitch combat, like that it wasn't just auto battling, but there were like combos and
they weren't following the rotation stuff of WoW. WoW's very rotation based, doing things in the set order correctly, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so many MMOs did copy that.
Same way with 14. It's just
In a way they do mix it up some with some of the classes though, because I got the samurai or something. I was like, oh, this is interesting. But Helldivers 2. Helldivers 2, man. That's what we've been talking about this past 20 minutes.
I mean, in some ways it is an MMO, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it definitely is.
No.
Dude, you're just running dungeons over and over again.
All right, until I'm doing dailies, it's not an MMO, dude.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Until I'm grinding reps.
No, there are dailies, though.
There are
dailies. Well, there are in a way, but you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, these are dailies. He hasn't fully
taken the pill.
No, it's not the same.
They're dailies.
You're in denial, old man.
I'm not flying out to Ogrela to fucking get all my blue exclamation points to go gather some some crystals. There's a pull. You know what I'm talking about.
The Nether Drake grind?
Dude, you have to play like what the Simon Says game?
I'm just gonna leave. I'm gonna come back in 20 minutes and you guys are still gonna be talking and then I'll close the podcast.
Nether Drake's when everybody started talking about scrubs. That's when that became big, because that one NPC called you a scrub and everybody's like, what?
Yep.
Everybody was a fucking scrub after that.
To this day, I still remember, you have to get these orcs to, work, and they say, work is da poop no more. And I still use that meme,
orc is da poop
everywhere.
Yep.
That's basically the movement today against, for pro-unions. It all began back at the Nether Drake farming.
That's it. It was an anti-union work is da poop message.
Yes. No, it was a pro-union message. They're showing you how terrible. You were literally kicking them with a bootleg. You were throwing a boot at them to get them back to work.
Dude, somebody made a Jesse Waters meme. You know how they did the interview with the anti-work, and there's work is the poop guy, and then Jesse Waters.
Yeah, work is the
poop. Not saying I support that. I'm just saying it's funny.
I don't know. If we didn't have to work, it'd be red.
No, the Jesse Waters thing. No.
I have no idea who that is.
It's Charlie Kirk shit, you know?
Oh, okay. Just more of them. There's too many of those. They pop up every fucking day, these alt-right fuckers. I can't keep track of them.
They're all idiots.
That's the dream that I'm working towards, that just, if the world is still enough in one piece to retire, to live near enough friends that we can just get together and play video games every day.
That'd be rad.
I just want more time to play video.
Millennial retirement homes are gonna be fucking bitching, dude.
Hell, dude, land parties?
A daily land
party. Land party.
Yeah. Instead of tapioca pudding, they're gonna be bringing out Totino's pizza rolls, baby.
Hell yeah.
Pizza rolls and gamer fuel to wash down your pillows.
Yeah.
Bags of Doritos everywhere.
I'm going to be the guy that wants World of Warcraft brand gamer fuel.
They haven't made that in 30 years.
It turned your an untarnished yellow.
Case right here. He pulls it out.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. Fuck off bingo nights. Let's do Halo Land.
Exactly. Yeah. Halo won't exist then. We'll all be like, hey, remember that one big franchise for that one console that used to exist?
That they totally botched.
In this cursed future, no more video games will be getting made, but we'll be on season 87 of the soap opera Halo TV show.
Oh god. We'll all be invested.
Are any of you guys watching season 2?
No.
I need to.
That show sucks.
It's an embarrassment to Halo.
This season started out super hype. Like, on Reach, the Covenant are, learning how to fuck with human radio signals so that they can cut off any chance of radioing out for help when they invade. It's great. So many, actions and battle sequences and, some good combat, good choreo. They've really nailed how heavy you expect the armor to be with the movements. And then, you know, you then get like two episodes. Well, I mean, first in season one, as everyone was joking about how quickly Chief took his helmet off. Uh-huh. Season two, his armor gets taken. So they're like, oh, the Covenant are here. They're invading. We need to all get kitted up. And it's like, oh, someone took the armor.
So he doesn't have nothing. He doesn't have a helmet, no armor,
nothing. He had his armor in like the first episode.
And oh my god, dude.
Has not had a
chance. Hey, what's the most iconic part of Halo again? I can't remember. What does everybody remember about Halo? The
beam rifle.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, oh, the Needler. Everybody talks about the Needler. Yeah. That's it. Just the Needler.
The Needler is fucking great.
I'm sure it is. The
Needler has gotten a couple
like,
of really
literally
good
Spartan armor is like the reason everybody's obsessed with fucking Halo.
It's so weird. It's like
that's so stupid.
They don't have to like
CGI
in,
it's a suit.
Episode two and three were like, fuck yeah, like we're getting some real Halo, and then it's just like, what is going on?
That's what so stupid, this? Dude.
No.
It's so dumb.
Even if there are some merits to it, I refuse to watch it out of spite.
It'd be like making a Star Wars show and being like, here's a Jedi that doesn't use the Force or a lightsaber. It'd be like, oh. Cool! I can't wait when that show definitely will come out because that's the kind of shit they're making now. Anyway, I'm not bitter about Star Wars at all.
There was a really good moment in one of the episodes so far this season where, because they have no armor or anything, Chief is making his way through an antique shop and he finds like an axe that he's gonna, you know, use an axe against the aliens. But in the background behind him is one of the classic green original Xboxes.
Well,
oh, yes.
Man.
So they have these little like classic nods, but then ignore all of the rest
sucks,
of it.
Dude.
Yeah. It's like, hey, remember this video game you fucking like?
Yeah, remember that very iconic looking thing that you recognize? We're not going to have you see that at all.
The Arbiter is the most faithful thing in the entire show. And it's really easy to nail like scorned zealot.
Yeah.
That's so disappointing to hear.
Disappointing, but it doesn't shock me.
We've got the Knuckles TV show coming up. We've got Fallout TV show coming up.
Fallout video TV game show looks fucking good, actually. Yeah, I do not like Fallout and that trailer looks fucking good. Like May?
Is it
or
May?
Something?
I thought it was this month.
May 12th.
Okay. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
That show actually looks really good. That trailer was nice. Well, I'm a if Goggins is in something, sorry, buddy. I got to watch it. It's just a yes.
I love that they're using him as like the salesman, like narrator character.
Perfect.
As well as the sheriff.
Yes. It's beautiful. He's wonderful. He doesn't get enough love. He's always a 10 in everything he's in.
I think the set is gonna be really important. It seems like they've nailed that part of it. Like it looks so often
that Netflixification of some stuff where Netflix almost looks like you're at the theme park for that show. That's one of my big things, like the set design, like weird stuff with Netflix shows.
No, this is Amazon money, bud.
Yeah. Yeah,
dirt doesn't exist in Netflix live action TV shows. Yeah, dirt isn't a thing.
Everything is perfect. I guess that is the one thing like Lord of the Rings of Power had going for it. Like it was fucking gorgeous, and they obviously spent a lot of money on sets and costumes and whatever.
Yeah,
even though it's not good, but
kind of unfortunate.
But Fallout looks great. I'm into it. And I do not like Fallout generally, so.
What are the chances of a Todd Howard cameo?
Like 110%?
Probably very high. Very high.
Extremely.
I know that Druckmann worked on Last of Us. Did he ever insert himself?
Not the first season.
Okay.
They're currently are they currently filming the second season or something like that, I think? I think they're filming it.
I think that they're about to start.
Or they're about to start it or something, yeah.
Pedro Pascal maybe filming other stuff now.
The busiest man in fucking Hollywood.
Actually, no, that's true. He's not gonna need to be around for much of the season 2 filming.
Spoilers.
They could probably well, it's because he retires, you know.
Yes, that's true. He stays in Wyoming peacefully
to a farm upstate.
Yeah. And he no. golfs in his free time.
Dude, with how popular Pedro is, he's gonna be there the whole time. The whole show. In some fact. I mean,
the second game cut back to so many
he was in so it quite a bit still.
Times. I'm sure it'll just be that we'll get that he's just going to be like filming everything first so that he can then fuck off to go do Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Well, I think it's Last of Us, the show, the season 2, I almost get, they're not going to tell the story the same way of like, here's all Ellie's point of view and then here's all Abby's. Because that's just not the way that they're going to do it with TV. We're definitely going to see all that early Abby stuff first, like right away. I would be surprised if that's the first episode of her, of walking around the fucking stadium and shit.
That would be bold, an Ellie-less first episode, like completely.
Because people already come back for season 2. Season 1 is a smash fucking hit. Like, people are gonna be there for the premiere, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's just my guess. And then they'll build up to the whole that might be the end of the season kind of thing. Because there's no way the second game is one season. No, that game is so much bigger story-wise. There's so much that happens.
Yeah, the second game narratively is a game and a half anyway.
Yeah, it's gigantic. Yeah, the whole last act epilogue when you think it's over. Nope.
And we also got casting announcements for the Among Us TV show. I'm sure everyone's excited for that.
That show's going to be sus.
Oh my god.
They got a surprisingly impressive cast for that.
Yeah.
Did you guys see who it was?
I just don't understand what it's gonna be.
Who else is in it?
It's Elijah Wood, Randall Park, Ashley Johnson, and I've forgotten the fourth one. Like Ashley Johnson made sense to me. Yvette Nicole Brown.
Yeah.
The other three were absolute surprises.
Park's the surprise to me. I know Elijah Wood's a big nerd, game nerd. So that's not a huge surprise to me.
I mean, Ashley Johnson's used to voice acting.
That's to me. That's the one stuff. She's around games. Yeah, and
that
stuff.
One makes sense.
I still don't know what the other show's gonna be.
The animation company that does. That's going to do the Among Us TV show. They're also the same animation house that did the Critical Role animated TV show. So that's all very, very small universe for them.
Interesting.
All they have to do is like a compelling murder mystery in space, right? Like,
it's going to be a very meme-y, I'm pretty sure.
What if they just do a shot for shot The Thing remake, but with the Among Us crew?
That'd be rad, dude. You think?
That'd be
what do you think Carpenter honestly. Would say about it?
He'd probably like it.
Dude, he's the fucking best. He just doesn't give a shit.
Oh.
He says whatever's on his mind. He's like, this fucking sucks.
He just smokes weed and plays video games all day, apparently.
It's awesome. He's the best. I would love for someone to like do more stuff with him just so we could get more quotes and interviews of him. Like, that's it.
Man. That's making me think of all of the Dakota Fanning stuff with Madam Web and how Sony
Dakota
is not
Johnson,
a fan of...
you mean?
Dakota Johnson, sorry, yeah.
Dakota Johnson. Dakota Fanning is for Death Stranding 2. That's why.
Yeah. Well,
no, that's Aaron Fanning.
Yes, I don't know. So you're still wrong. Yeah,
you'll get there eventually.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, she's kind of fucked herself over though. Like, for big budget stuff, they're like, "Hey, we can't trust her to say things
to stand by the PR." Yeah.
Not to say she's not a fucking legend for doing it, But it's also like, you know, you really fucked yourself with it. No other big studios and be like, yeah, we want you on a big movie.
Destroyed your career. Yeah.
Well, at least from you've severely limited yourself for sure.
Sydney Sweeney kind of gets a pass for it though, doesn't she? She gets the roast on SNL and then everyone's just like, yes, hilarious. Not saying she doesn't deserve to roast it, but she certainly does.
I mean, there's a difference when you're doing it on SNL versus...
When it's a team of comedy writers.
Yeah, and you're in a press a press tour just being like, this fucking sucks, I don't care. Like,
I mean, it's not unlike... well, I don't know. I guess the season finale for Game of Thrones, people had more tact with it, but you could see...
They that did. Their reactions is great.
Yeah. I mean, they made it a bit ambiguous, but after the fact, you're like, okay, their reactions make a lot more sense now.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So, I guess I think there was one more thing that you wanted to chat about, Otten.
Oh, just
what's
a
going on in your neck of the woods?
Funny story. So I just have, well, there's two little stories, but so my life is very dominated by children now. So I often have to watch things with children around. Not that they're going to fucking understand what's going on, but if people aren't watching Game Changer, it's probably the greatest show on TV at the moment. It's a top five show. Oh, yeah. It's on Dropout. It's by the former College Humor people who now the company's just Dropout. College Humor branding is gone. It's a streaming service. You can watch some of the episodes for free on their YouTube, I think. I think they have one of the best episodes, which is the first one for free on there, the lie detector thing. Watch it. But the pitch of it is it's a game show that changes every week with the rules of the game show. Like, it's a completely different show. Like, sometimes it's based on like other famous game shows or whatever. But anyway, they had a more recent one, which was the host name is Sam Reich, and they have a game Sam Says, which is just a very elaborate Simon Says. And this is the third time they've done it. it's as far in the episode, they have to do all kinds of stuff in it, like freeze when he says freeze or whatever, but he said it like a half an hour ago, so people are fucking it up and not freezing when they're supposed to and stuff like that. So a prompt comes up that they have to refer to everyone as daddy, as in, you are no longer Austin, you are daddy, Rutledge is daddy, we're all daddy now. And so they all had to call each other daddy whenever they referred to anybody. And I shit you not, the most surprising, funniest thing. This has been going on for people that have watched the episode or if you've seen Game Changer. This was after they get back from the bus. So they've been saying, they start counting the same daddy a bunch after that because they're like making up for fucking up a bunch. And my niece, who's two, is starting. She's kind of behind on talking, but starting to talk. And she says daddy out of nowhere. For the first time after this episode. So for people, it's funny if you've seen the episode of all this just very crude shit happening. And they're very sexually calling each other daddy on this show. That's the first time she ever said daddy. It was the biggest surprise. It was so fucking funny.
Just the weirdest context for hearing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. When did she say daddy the first time? Well, I mean, it's kind of a story. People were making a very sexualized joke about calling each other daddy, and that's how she said it the first time. You don't want it on. She said mommy.
I 100% stand by everything that Otten has just said. Game Changer is
best. It's the best.
The best thing on TV.
It's the best. It is so good. It is ridiculous how good it is. Consistently so good. It's awesome. You should watch. Let's talk about Game Changer. It's a good show. It often features the Dimension 20 folks if people watch Dimension 20 because it's the same company. So if you're,
anyone who has Dimension 20 YouTube history has managed to catch one of Brendan Lee Mulligan's incredible rants.
Yes, on something, which he's got some amazing ones on fucking Game Changer, let me tell you. If you love Brendan Lee Mulligan, you have to watch Game Changer. Some of his best moments anywhere are on that show.
Oh,
anyway, so I'll forever associate Game Changer and my niece learning the word daddy with that show, which people that have seen that episode, like one of the things they have to say, Sam says, what they have to like appeal to a fetish
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So this is the kind of fucking show.
It starts off so simple. It's like, he says, jump. Jump again. And then by the end of it, they have been led out onto a party bus as a reward where all of the prior rules are still intact. They come back from the party bus, like, with beers in hand. And then Sam stands there and reads out to them how many points they lost because they stopped calling people daddy, or they didn't freeze when someone in conversation just randomly used the word freeze.
It's great.
It's just, it's, I saw a fantastic tweet is that Sam Reich is Jigsaw if he had had like a loving upbringing, but was still interested in games with people. Yeah.
It's a good way to think about it, particularly after the escape room episode. We really embraced it. There's so many good. I genuinely cannot emphatically recommend a show harder than Game Changer.
And like,
there's nothing I recommend. Everybody will like it, guaranteed.
Otten and I don't normally agree.
True. And when I think our passion for this is extreme. We both like this show a lot. We like Dropout in general, but Game Changer is phenomenal. So I hope that they can genuinely make an Emmy push to get like its name on the Emmy somehow, just to be nominated. It'd be fucking rad, dude.
And I think to round out the podcast, because I have not played many video games this week, but I have been terminally online and am full hooked into the Kate Middleton conspiracy stuff.
Dude, we were talking about WoW earlier. Maybe that's just, she's just stuck playing WoW.
Yeah, I've seen some great jokes that she's like, you know, she re-upped her WoW subscription or someone got her Baldur's Gate 3 for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that could be true.
Oh, yeah. But
yeah, so to give a very truncated history for anyone who somehow does not know, Kate Middleton was last seen in December, has made no public appearance, apparently went in for some surprise planned abdominal surgery, but then like more and more weird shit keeps coming out. Like, there was a photo that was posted on Mother's Day that is very clearly AI.
The face is from the Vogue cover.
The face is photoshopped, like taken from another photo.
Then there was a text-based statement from her saying, oh, she was just trying around some AI stuff on Photoshop. Trying to do some Photoshop editing.
Definitely not what it was. Like,
that's not,
no way in hell.
That's not the play.
I remember seeing a video of like someone very pretty much nailed the date that photo was probably taken or where around which based on the clothing the children were wearing, because it was all where they go is public, like everything is out there. Mm-hmm. And people talk about her fashion stuff, so they knew exactly where certain things came from, like how that picture was essentially cobbled together. You could definitely see it. And it was probably taken November last year, is that photo.
Yeah. And like, for context, the AP killed that story.
Killed the photo.
And that source.
Yeah.
And that is a huge deal for the AP to
They killed the writer?
Sure. for them to issue any level of kill on a story that high profile is massive.
And to miss some pretty obvious stuff with the photo. I know that they're not like scrutinizing in detail photos all the time, but it's kind of surprising that they don't issue kill orders. Kill orders for people is them saying, do not publish this, take this down immediately, kind of stuff. This is, we don't back this information or story anymore. And that's what they said about the photo, because it's obviously fake.
I think
that's what really blew it up. Like, it was kind of a little story, and then people saw the AP do that, and they're like, what the fuck? Like, they're saying it, so it's like real now.
Yep.
I think we have to acknowledge that there were some photos of her in a car that were possibly her, but
Brick didn't match.
Who knows? I saw that. That was crazy. It blew my mind.
Love it.
Listen, dude, if you're gonna Photoshop photos, you've really got to be careful about the details you would not normally think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark brick versus light brick, two very
different. This is what I miss of what conspiracy theorists used to be like. One of the best subreddits on Reddit used to be Our Conspiracy. It was the best. Because it was just like dumb shit like this. Like nothing. Yeah. It was very innocuous, like really stupid. Now it's all fucking Nazi bullshit. But it was so fun. Like QAnon would be way funner if it was just about this kind of stuff. That's what I'm saying. No, QAnon sucks.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
So we haven't seen her. Everything's been canceled. There's now a whole bunch of like weirdness going on with the Marchioness of Chumley, but it's not spelled like that.
It probably has a couple U's in it next to O's.
How bad is she? If they remember the picture they put out of Philip, where he basically looked like a corpse.
Yeah.
Like that was okay enough, but whatever's going on with her is not.
So get this. This is how fucked up the English language is. If I gave you the word that is spelt Cholmondely.
Okay.
I would then need to tell you that it's pronounced.
Tell me that's Chamley. Chomley. Fuck off. That's what I'd tell you.
Ain't no way.
That's some old English nonsense. The text. Well, it's like when you try to say like Worcestershire. That's fucking bullshit. Wow, I nailed that first try.
Worcestershire?
Gloucester? It looks like Gloucester. Yeah.
Gloucester.
But yeah, so it's spelled. The exact same thing.
Bullshit.
So as we're closing out this episode, I want to know from you guys, do you think that she is still in surgery and something's happening? That she is alive and there's a divorce on the way? Or that the royal family has Diana'd her?
Oh, fuck.
I was thinking of Shelley Miscavige, man. Where's Shelley? David, if anybody knows what I'm talking about, that's Scientology.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
David Miscavige is the head of Scientology, and his wife has been missing for like 16 years.
Dude, you're about publicly. To get mail from them.
And the Scientologist, they say, no, she's definitely fine. Like, she's cool. But nobody's seen or heard from her in 16 years.
Yeah, she was hanging out with Tom Cruise.
Definitely dead. But anyway, I do not think Kate Middleton's in that situation. My guess is, and this is kind of a boring guess, I'm trying to be real, divorce. Is that with Kate Middleton, the way that she is becoming the media, she's a fashion person, image conscious like person. I think it's genuinely just that whatever did happen, her image isn't looking great. She doesn't look the greatest, and they don't want that out there. Like that's simply it. Until she can shape up or whatever, like feel better. They're like, she doesn't want that kind of imagery out there. I think that's all it is.
Wouldn't you like release a recording or something?
I don't know.
That maybe
recording of what? Like a voice? You mean that thing that people AI fuck with all the time? That
I mean, you can, they're releasing pictures still, so obviously. Yeah.
Well, like, they didn't think that one through. Whoever they got to do that job was terrible at it.
So bad.
No, it was Kate, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, that's right. I forgot that she was learning Photoshop. That is funnier, though, if that is genuinely true and she gave it to somebody, like, oh, yeah, give them this photo. This is a good one of me. And they didn't know.
Oh, and that just kicked off this whole shitstorm.
Yeah. And she's genuinely just trying to learn it.
She was listening to a podcast and she got one of those like lesson subscriptions for like 80% off with an offer code. She's like, I'll learn Photoshop.
Photoshop masterclass.
We've been talking about old internet stuff. Does anybody remember a very early YouTube thing called You Suck at Photoshop? It was a YouTube series where this guy would come on, he'd be getting on there, he'd be like, well, yeah, you guys suck at Photoshop. Like, that's good. And then it would slowly devolve into him like talking about his divorce and like getting an argument, like as he's showing you how to like crop something correctly. And like, here's this beautiful image. It's brilliant. It's one of early YouTube great days. I would love to ask what she was looking at.
That's like looking at people's MySpace photos and like you can see the curvature of like the door frame warping behind them.
Precisely what the shit he was teaching you. And how to do it better.
Which there were elements of that in the photo, too.
Yeah.
A little bit, just, yeah.
It's so good. Like, I don't even know what to believe anymore. Because there's so many people saying,
the stuff
like,
with the royal family is always so weird, dude. They're so fucking bizarre. Yeah, like, if Lizzie, they just handled it seemingly normally, it'd be like, what the fuck? I don't know.
Lizzie had that shit on lock for like 70 plus years, and in 2 years we're now to conspiracies. Wheels
are falling off, dude.
She was true. The glue that binded the family
together.
Dude,
she had the whole Diana situation, and that is somehow not as weird. Like, yeah. There's conspiracies that about it for sure that still go to this day.
Did she kill her?
I mean, look who's queen now, is all I'm saying.
I might honestly be more interested in like the classified files on the royal family than aliens. Like,
yeah.
Like, if I become president,
the crown, dude.
And go, I don't know about that.
Good show.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the writer's room is getting busy writing the sequel series. Dude.
Oh, yeah, wasn't this supposed to be the last season? They're like, fuck, we're back.
And I mean, we haven't even touched on the Boeing shit that has also been conspiracy.
Yeah, I'm now looking at flights because we have a thing in the summer.
Just drive.
And now I'm like, oh, I'm going to be looking for Airbuses, that's for sure.
No, Andrew can drive. Would have to take like 2 weeks.
He would take a few days, like several days to get there if he drove straight.
Yeah.
No, it's
crazy.
I'm glad all of our trips this year are just going to be road trips.
Fun conspiracy theories are fun. We need to get more of these. Yeah. They're all too sad now. Now they're like, oh, this guy's a rapist. And you're like, oh, that's not fun. Like, I don't want to read about that.
Well, we'll see.
This might not be that fun, depending on how what comes out. If she's been dead this whole time, not so fun.
Well, I mean, the Boeing guy is already dead, so that's its own.
That's not a conspiracy. They straight up killed that dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even, like, we all know it.
The fact that there's a conversation that he had with his cousin just be like, well, I'm not worried. But if I die, it wasn't suicide.
Which is funny. Like, people say that, and you're like, that's so like overblown. Like, because that's been said a bunch of times before by people that don't end up dead.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, fuck.
It's one of those, like, ha, 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 yeah, right.
Yeah. Or like, you're going a little too far with this, all right?
He just fell into a bullet. Like, it happens.
Fell into a bullet.
Well, didn't he, like, suffocate himself, supposedly? Like, in his car or something? I don't remember
what
it was.
Like, still had, from what they were saying, like, his hand was still on the gun with the finger on the trigger, and I find that very hard to believe.
Oh, he shot himself? That was supposed to. I didn't read too much into how he killed himself.
Right in the temple. And crazy. And apparently still had his hand on the gun, finger on the trigger, with the note or whatever. And I'm like, it's just, it's a little too perfect.
Huh.
Well, I'm sure that between next week, there will be all kinds of updates.
Yeah, we'll go back into the Kate Middleton updates. Yeah.
That's a new podcast segment, is where's Kate Middleton?
What's going on? Where's Kate now? How many days have since we've seen last seen her publicly? Let's get a counter going.
You just keep it in the bottom right-hand corner. Actually, let's scrap all of the video game stuff that we do.
So let's cut back to when we started that conversation and start the podcast now. Let's go.
Kate Raptor.
Yeah.
All right, Rup, put that SEO prowess to work.
I'm not going to be able to beat the sun or the mirror.
True.
Like
Daily Mail. This Daily Mail is like,
they must own anything that has to do with the Royals.
They feel like they won the fucking lottery today, like this past week.
Oh, yeah. They have not let their writing team leave the building in a week and a half.
I'm sure that, they've got just like 100 different articles prepped and ready to go for no matter what opportunity arises. And it's just like, hit go on one of them.
They've got an entire room that's just like newspaper clippings and the red wire.
You think they got like a British version of J. Jonah Jameson? Just like, where is Kate? You know, like,
get me pictures of Kate.
Probably. Honestly.
And then she sends him another poorly photoshopped picture. Because she just hasn't gotten better.
That's just the whole story. She's been trying to Photoshop her way.
I think that's the funniest thing is that she just like, hey, give them this photo, and nobody like vetted it. They're like, oh, this came from Kate, so it's probably good. This is the photo she wants out, and she's the one who fucked it up. That's the funniest outcome to me. It's just so innocent. Be like, oh, fuck. This international shitstorm. Beautiful.
That would be the best way for this story to end, honestly. Like, oh, she just wanted to try Photoshop, and it's just that. This whole time.
She's starting her own YouTube video. YouTube.
Maybe she already has a channel. We don't even know.
Yeah.
But that is where we will end it for this week's very chaotic episode of the TechRaptor podcast. If you want some video game related news, reviews, guides, and more, or tabletop news and guides, check out techraptor.net. We will have another episode of this podcast going up next week. And until then, have a wonderful day.